It is time for today's community conversations, being brought to you this morning by Floyd County Medical Center and also L&J Industries in Charles City, helping pets find their forever home. It's the Paws Pet of the Week.
If you love animals and are looking for a way to volunteer in the community, Paws of Charles City might be your answer. I'm JC Paws Assistant Manager, and we are always looking for people to help walk dogs, socialize our cats, help with fundraising events, foster homes, and loving adoptive homes. Paws Humane Society and L&J Industries, helping our furry friends find their forever home.
It's 8:08 with us this morning. It's from the Paws Humane Society is J.C. Feigl, Assistant Director. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris. I was just like, what is that noise?
Was that the pet?
I think it might have been the cat.
Interesting. Well, you did bring a pet of the week here this morning, Fajita.
Wherever she is.
Yeah, now she just totally disappeared. Yeah. Oh, she's behind me. She's roaming around right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Give us her backstory, how she ended up at Paws, and talk about adoptions.
Yeah, so this morning I brought Fajita with me. Oh, my gosh, she's so cute. She was born, we think, in March of this year, so she's about 7-ish months old. It was actually pretty funny when she was brought in. They actually did like a police report, which they may do police reports, but this one actually made the paper, and I took a picture of it. So she came in Thursday, August 14th, and this is the actual report from the paper. 6:17 p.m. took a report of a cat trying to break into Plaza Mexico. Cat was arrested and transported to Paws to be held for safekeeping.
Well, at least she has good taste.
Yes, right? She does. Hence the name Fajita. So she's done her time and she's ready to find a forever home. She's so sweet, so playful. Right after she came to Paws, she did get a little bit sick. So she wasn't able to be adopted right away. But since then, she's become very healthy. She's been spayed. She's fully vaccinated and microchipped and all of that. And just a really fun, playful cat. She's kind of exploring right now. Not super fearful, maybe a little shy at first when we first kind of let her out. But she's a kind of your typical tabby cat. She's more of the black color, so she's a little bit darker. And she has just really pretty stripes on her. Just very nice and very loving. I think she'd be okay with younger kids as long as they can handle if they've been around small cats before. She'd probably do okay with a dog eventually, you know, maybe not right away. It wouldn't be true love, but eventually I think they'd be able to get along. So just a really, really nice cat. And we also are doing our Falling for Felines promotion. So all of our cat adoption fees have been reduced to $50. And that includes all vet care that they have gotten and that they will get. So if it's a kitten that's not fully vaccinated or spayed and neutered, Paws does still cover that cost regardless of what the adoption fee is. So just something to keep in mind when you're looking for your next family member and adopting from a shelter.
She's going to get all sorts of tangled up here in a few minutes. Gosh. We have so many wires in the studio and she's having fun with them. So,
them all.
At least we know you have a good taste in food there, Fajita.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why she was sick, because she didn't actually get to eat any.
Right, that could be. She didn't get the fajitas.
So she is available for adoption. Talk about adoption hours this weekend, JC.
Yeah, so this weekend we will be open Saturday 11 to 2 and then Sunday 1 to 3. And we are actually doing an adoption event. I almost forgot about it at Mills Fleet Farm over in Mason City. One of our board members has a relative that I believe is a manager over there or does some of the higher up stuff over there. So they've invited us over there to bring some cats. So if you stop at the shelter, we will probably have a lot less cats than we normally do. But it'll be kind of nice because the cats that are there can kind of get a break and maybe run around the shelter a little bit without there being so many other cats. So we will be at Fleet Farm in Mason City from 11 to 2 doing an adoption event. We still do still have to do an application and we still screen everybody. So we don't typically do same day adoptions unless we're able to get right on the vet phone call and stuff too. So sometimes we can do same day adoptions, but typically it takes, I'd say, a little bit, about a week or so, depending. She is so curious. It's so funny.
She's like, I know there's this bigger space.
Right.
And she's just stuck in the studio. So Fajita is available for adoption. You can look her up on the website at pawsatcharlescity.com along with all the other amazing animals that are ready for their forever home. Now, it was a great weekend, nice and warm for the ATV and UTV ride. Very well attended. I saw the information on the Paws Facebook page. Talk about how it went.
Yeah, it went really, really great. We're really thankful for everybody who was able to come. I know there was quite a few events going on just in Charles City this weekend. So we're very thankful for everybody that came. We had people that came south of Des Moines, which was just amazing that they would come this far. We had about 54 UTVs and ATVs, so that was probably the perfect number for what we did, especially being the first year that we've done like this type of ride all together. So it was a lot of fun. We're really thankful to Ryan and his mother for helping us or letting us use their property, as well as Travis Jones and Chad Lopolis. They did a lot to help for it too. So we're just very thankful for the community support, and a lot of people had a lot of fun. We even kind of went down by the river at one point and a couple people got stuck, but that's kind of, nobody was upset or anything. It's just kind of part of when you have those UTVs, you can kind of try to go places you're not supposed to, and sometimes it doesn't work out. So it was a lot of fun. Everybody really enjoyed it. And again, we're just thankful to the community for supporting us, and hopefully we can do the ride again next year and come up with another trail that's through the beautiful property that they have, and can even get more people.
Awesome. So stay tuned for more information about next year's ride. Yeah. Now, we do have a cat neuter clinic coming up. Is there still room?
Yeah, so the cat neuter clinic is October 16th, and I think we just started advertising it a few weeks ago, but it seems like now all of a sudden it's next week. The neuter clinic itself is full, so we don't have any other openings for that, so stay tuned. We're hoping to apply for more grant funding through the Floyd County Community Foundation for next year's neuter clinics and stuff, so it's just kind of stay tuned to that. You can also use the SNAP programs here in Floyd County and Chickasaw County if you need to for any male or female cats. They're a great program. So, but next year, next month, or next week's neuter clinic is full. but we are still doing the microchip clinic, so you can come in to Avenue of the Saints Animal Hospital from 8 to noon and get your dog or cat or both microchipped. The chips are very helpful, especially in identification. Sometimes I know there are some shelters that don't accept pictures as identification, which I just find very interesting. Kind of odd. So that's where a microchip comes in handy. Or if you have a cat like Fajita that looks like a typical tabby cat, sometimes a microchip is the only way to identify certain cats or even black cats. There's so many black cats at Paws. They are all microchipped, and that is how we know who is who. So you can come and get your pet microchip from 8 to noon at Avenue of the Saints Animal Hospital here in Charles City. They do have their new location, which is just south of town, so keep that in mind as well. And we do have a spay clinic coming up, but I need to confirm the date for that, and then we will start advertising that as well.
Okay, excellent. Well, since dates seem to run together pretty quickly, let's go ahead and talk about what's coming up in December with Santa Paws.
I
might want to get that on people's radars.
Gosh, less than 2 months.
It is
crazy how fast the time goes. So December 6th will be Santa Paws at Otto's Oasis here in Charles City. It'll be from 10 to noon, and you can bring your dog, cat. We've had rabbits, ferrets, guinea pigs, kind of all sorts of a variety of animals, which has been a lot of fun. Just make sure there are usually a lot of dogs, so just make sure you have your animal in a crate if needed, or a carrier. So just so they're not so scared, because Otto's is pretty big. So if they kind of get loose, they can run around. But it's just a beautiful place to take pictures with the poinsettias that they have. And Santa is always a lot of fun. It's one of his favorite times that he is Santa. So that's also fun. And Shots by Ange does a really, really great job with the pictures. We're so thankful that everybody partners with us, and it's just a really great community event to put on.
That's right. Family holiday cards are going to be going out here in the next several weeks, so prepare for that with the Santa Paws event. More details on that. As a matter of fact, all of the events can be found on the Paws at CherylCity.com website and also at Paws at Cheryl City on Facebook as well. Anything we miss, JC?
I don't think so. I think we're sitting okay on donations right now. As always, we need cat litter and the canned cat food. Actually, we are getting a little bit low on the canned kitten fancy feast. They like the fancy feast the best. I don't know what's in it, but they really, really like it. So if anybody would like to donate any food to the cats, it would be greatly appreciated.
All right. Awesome. Well, thank you very much, JC, for bringing in a fajita this morning and sharing her backstory. Oh, that is great. Actually making the paper, getting arrested.
I know. That doesn't happen very often.
That's right. She's a criminal.
Her own little
now.
Convict.
More details at pawscherylcity.com. We'll talk to you next week, JC.
Sounds great. Thank you.